You're listening to Australia Overnight on Sydney's 2UE.
954.
Last night we got to talking about alternative medicine. And one of the first callers we received was from a lady who had just been through what she described as low-level laser therapy. And she said she'd had great results. And I thought, well, let's find out more about this because I'd like to keep an open mind. And she put us on to Dr. Shika Palmer, who conducts this low-level laser therapy. And Dr. Shika Palmer is on the phone. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Luke.
Thank you for enlightening us this morning because I don't know much about low-level laser therapy. But I guess we'll start with what is it, how does it work, and who can it help?
Okay, so low-level laser therapy is not a new treatment at all. It's the utilisation of infrared and red wavelengths down at the red end of the spectrum of light. And it was discovered in the late 60s that shining red light onto the backs of mice whose fur had been shaved resulted in their fur growing back thicker and faster than the control group, and doing so without any detrimental effects on healthy or the tissue being irradiated.
So it helps improve and increase blood flow, does it?
Yes. So the next 20 years, following on from that initial experiment by a Hungarian scientist, was then investigating how it is that these wavelengths of light have a positive effect on human or animal tissue. And it was discovered that the red light and infrared light increases blood flow, which improves oxygen and nutrient delivery to the area, stimulates or breaks down inflammation and helps to drain that away. So you're getting reduction in inflammatory mediators and toxins from the area. And it stimulates cells to effectively use oxygen to recover and heal. And it does so without any detrimental effect on the injured area and, more importantly, no ill effects on normal healthy tissue.
Okay. Now the lady that rang yesterday, she was saying that she was told by her doctor that she needed some cortisone injections. Mm-hmm. And she shopped around and looked around, and she didn't want any more cortisone. She'd already had a fair bit, and so that's when she discovered you. So, what sort of injuries or what sort of ailments can you help? You were talking about tissue, but does it go deeper than that?
So, sure. So, the most common use of low level laser therapy around the world is in conditions of soft tissue inflammation and injury. So, Adele had bursitis. Bursitis is a condition where the thin sac of fluid that cushions a tendon from the bone becomes inflamed, but it's only part of the problem. So bursitis is usually associated with a local tendonitis and inflammation of the muscle. For example, in the hip bursitis, you get inflammation of the tendons overlying it and the gluteus muscles. So when you have a cortisone injection, they aim to inject the steroid into that little sac of fluid, but it really does nothing for the much wider, more complex problem associated with the bursitis. And often steroid injections do fail those conditions because they do nothing to address the injury that created the bursitis in the first place. So the low-level lasers applied to the inflamed, injured tissue. And if you go poking around a bursa, yes, the bursa will hurt, but so will tissue quite removed from the bursa that's involved in that injury.
All right.
We apply the lasers to the muscles and tendons and bursa, and everything starts to heal and resolve, and the problem goes away.
Okay, now I reckon 99% of Australians have a back problem. Maybe it goes to a prolapsed disc that's being pinched between two vertebrae. It then pushes against the sciatic nerve, and you get that sciatic pain. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many listeners are nodding vigorously at what I'm saying. Can you help with that?
Yes. So back pain is extremely complex and multifactorial. So we've had great success in treating chronic low back pain because it's recognised now that there's a large soft tissue injury component with when you put your back out. Yes, you might prolapse a disc, but you also disrupt the fine ligaments, the muscles and tendons that support the spine, but also the disc. When it prolapses, it creates a nasty inflammatory reaction. It irritates the nerve. It irritates the soft tissues around it. The body tries to heal that area and overcompensates by flooding the area with inflammatory mediators and chemicals, and you get this big, you know, this increasing snowball of inflammation. So, you know, a lot of back pain settles if you do nothing and if you rest the area and use heat packs and you stop re-injuring yourself. But often the system gets overwhelmed and you end up with this chronic inflammatory response which hinders its own healing. So the low-level lasers can get in there, improve blood flow, as we said before, help to, you know, break down the inflammation, drain away the toxins and inflammatory chemicals that are built up, and allow the body to heal naturally. So, you know, interestingly, a lot of population have prolapsed discs, but oblivious to it, go around walking normally. It's when those injury and inflammation and pain.
You just sort of learn to live with it. Chronic pain after a while becomes numb. You know, you forget that you're constantly in pain.
And having a sore back is not normal. I don't have a sore back. It's not normal to have a sore back. And you're right, people accept that as a norm and rejig their lives around this. But I've had great success treating chronic low back pain. Particularly, look, there is a place for surgery in a small minority, but they, you know, that's if patients have neurological deficit as a result of a prolapsed disc pressing a nerve. But low-level lasers is a really non-invasive, safe way of reducing that inflammation, helping the soft tissues heal, taking the pressure off the disc and the sciatic nerve to give it space to breathe, and the sciatic symptoms reverse.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, we've learned a little bit more, low-level laser therapy. If people want to know more, how do they contact you? Or
I am on the internet. If they Google low-level laser therapy in their city, then practices that offer this treatment should come up.
All right. Look, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Sheikha Palmer. There we go. We've learned a little bit more about low-level laser therapy.